This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, thank you. And welcome to meeting 25 of the WS2 Staff Accountability on 9 August, 13 UTC. I'll start out by going through the agenda. First, we review the agenda, then I'll check on attendance and the SOIs. The substantive issue or issues of the week is basically continue talking about the comment processing on our document and see what we can get. We've got the board WS2 caucuses comments, which we talked about quite a bit at the last meeting, but I want to make sure that we don't have more to discuss. We have the comments from the face-to-face session that are in a file, and there were a couple comments beyond George's. And then Patrick sent us a document on some thoughts for subgroup consideration. Being that I'm searching for a solution, I think that's probably, at this point, one of the more important documents to go through today. So I want to make sure that we get time for it. We also have a staff accountability checklist that Klaus had suggested, and Klaus did submit a first draft of that. And then hopefully we'll have a little bit of time to talk about next steps. We won't be meeting for, I think it's 2 or 3 weeks after this, so I'd really love to get some volunteers who are actually working on the solutions. For example, if we decide to sort of be supportive of Patrick's, then how do we get them into the document and flesh it out? I won't be able to do too much during the 3 weeks, so hopefully we will be in anything. The other thing that's not, then we have the document update, which is just listing the documents. We have action items, and we're going to have to talk about the schedule, because at the moment we are in risk space, so we're going to have to, you know, we're on our second try at doing this, and in my moments of desperation, I think this is another try that may fail. And if that's the case, I'm not sure how we'll meet our goal. And I even had a talk with Jordan as one of the chairs, saying, you know, maybe we just have to accept that there's nothing we can do about staff accountability, that what's there is what's there, and we move on and send that back as a report. He cautioned me against my pessimism and said he believed that we could get something. So hopefully we will, but we really do need to talk about schedule because it is getting scary. Okay, and then there's the list of updated meetings. So, does anybody have any comment on the agenda and how we want to go about it? No, anything I need to change? Any other business that anybody knows of already that should be mentioned? Okay. Hearing, seeing, nothing. Let's go on with it. Okay. In terms of attendance, we'll use the list of participants in the Adobe Connect room. Is there anybody just on the phone that needs to list themselves as being here whose name does not appear? Of course, you wouldn't know if your name appeared. We do have somebody called Audio Link, but I guess that's the link to the phone call. Is that correct?
That's correct, Aubrey. Thank you.
Okay. That's the one that was the mysterious number in some other call yesterday. Okay.
Exactly.
Right. Thank you. Okay. Then we'll proceed with that. Does anybody have an update to their SOI that they wish to mention at this point? SOIs need to be kept updated, and should you have a material change in your employment type status that would affect the work in this group, you're asked to please let the group know. So especially important would be if you joined the staff or if you left the staff. Anybody with an SOI? I hear nothing. Okay. Let me see. Is there anything? Can we get the whole width of the page in the browser screen? I don't. Okay. Okay. Now the next thing is now to move to our topic, our substantive issue of the week, which is basically dealing with comments. So first thing is, and I'll ask George or perhaps Akinori, whether there's something that needs to be added to the board comments. You sent them in. We did go through them. We never got through going through them specifically, but during the conversation, I had the impression that you felt that you were repeating yourself and you weren't all that eager to continue going through them one by one. Happy to do so, but please want to check with you whose comment it is, how you would like to proceed with this. Or are you happy that the point has been gotten across? Yes, George, please. I see your hand. Yes, George, I do not hear you. Do others hear George and it's just me?
Nothing here.
Okay. And yet I see his microphone making noise, but I do not hear him. Okay. George? Okay, perhaps we should move on. George, maybe you need to type it. I don't know what to do. And George says he does not know what to do. Perhaps somebody can help George. We can come back to it. Okay, so Brenda's going to try and call George. Let's actually move to the comments from the face-to-face session, just so that we can get them discussed, and we'll come back to George's. If you could put up this second document, the text from ICANN 59 document. I also did create a table for this, which actually might have been a better thing to bring up. But oh, there's the table. Oh, good. So anyhow, what you'll see is a table here that I built with all of the comments that came in. And what I did is I went through the dialogue and cut them out. So We had one, which is in looking at recommendation 3, where you're proposing a 4-member panel, compromising the ombudsman. I have an instinctive tendency to resist setting up more bureaucratic processes and panels and entities. So I guess that just to help my understanding, I'm wondering if you could give what kind of issue might go. And then surely they as professionals can interact on such issues without having to be seen as a panel as such. So that was one comment. I don't know if anybody wants to comment on that one. Now, they do make a good point. We had the suggestion of formalizing it, but that could bureaucratize it. So we do need to discuss that and have an answer for this, and perhaps we want to eliminate the panel since it's perhaps a superfluous piece of bureaucracy. Seeing no comment, I'll move on. But does your report on dealing with staff, does it get to contractors as staff, do all the recommendations apply? And I think our situation was that we said yes. I hear echo. That must mean George has joined us.
Oh, yes, it is. I'll mute.
Okay. Okay, so good. So we'll get back to you, George. I just want to get these read in, and then I'll come back to you since I started this. And does anybody want to comment on that second one, which I believe, yes, we did include contractors, so we just need to be more clear. And I think that was also part of what comes out in Patrick's document. Over the past, felt that staff overstepped their bounds in a process that ultimately led to board approval of something based on staff, on that staff action where the group filed requests for consideration to no good effect. So thinking about what it would be like if something like that arose in the future, that I feel more independent and objective and have enforcement capabilities. And I'm sorry to say I do not see that here. I see a four-member panel that's noted elsewhere that has no powers. It is a discussion group, and the members of the ombudsman, who are not formally staff, is described as independent, but nonetheless paid by ICANN, the complaints officer that's who a staff member of ICANN, representative of Empowered Community, which is the only one possibly independent person, where at least a person more sensitive to community concerns than others on this panel, and the board member, and my experience in watching board in these situations is that the board tends to be protective of staff. I don't get a real, there's a lot of other things in this recommendation I think are good ideas and useful and may get out ahead and present conflicts. But when there's a real conflict between, and prevent conflicts, I think it was meant, and there's a real conflict between the community and staff have either overstepped boundary or failed to their authority, I don't get a real good feeling. So that's basically saying that there's this one problem and we do not solve that at all. And therefore we would need to add something to deal with that kind of eventuality. Anybody wish to comment on that one? These are just initial comments. Okay. The next one is that the goal of which is to make ICANN more accountable would be evaluating whether existing mechanisms for holding staff accountable and intervening effectively when staff act in a non-accountable way would be evaluating whether the present avenues were sufficient, and if not, what could be put in place that would be more effective. I think that is what we are attempting, but there have been comments, and I think they come out both in George, some of George's comments, and some of Patrick's solutions, that perhaps there is more to be explored in the current mechanisms. So I'd like to see that discussion developed. Does anybody have comments on that one? Okay, then the last one before we get to the, I reproduced the board caucus ones in there. It's this whole issue which I think comes to the core of a lot of the complaint is staff performance tied to community performance, and should it be? I mean, I think that's the bottom line for a lot of things, and particularly when you hear staff pressuring community leaders to get done by a certain, I think it means by a certain time, not thing, that creates a lot of the anxiety. I suspect that 8 and 9 were exactly as you said, attempt to address the issue, but I would still advocate for not sublimating it. As I say, I just cut and paste, and maybe sublimating it, to actually put in a way that does not violate privacy. You don't need individuals, you just need information. You adopt need to tie to a group or person, but just general information that provided with that, in my opinion. I would also say I come from an organization where staff support is evaluated and the issues I support get an evaluation on. It can be done, and ICANN can be done without violating. I would be happy to share those questions. And anybody want to comment on that one? So those were the comments I picked out from the dialogue. I don't know if anybody else finds anybody else in their reading. I do have the excerpt of the column of the comments in one of the documents, and when I read through it, I basically highlighted, I think, every seemed applicable. So since nobody has any comments on that, I'll come back to George, because now I'm back to, I basically took the board's comments and laid them in the top comment, issue 1, issue 3, issue 4, 5, 6, 8, etc. So, George, I'll give you the floor if you'd like to speak to any of these further.
This is George. Thanks, Aubrey. I really don't. I think that the thrust of the caucus group's comments was delivered the last meeting, and I'd really like to hear you and the group go on and see if you can make some headway. If you have specific questions, I can try to answer them. Akinori, by the way, who's my backup on this, is on the call also, and he may feel free to say whatever he wishes at any time.
Thank you on that. I do have one question, and I want to give people an opportunity to raise their hands and ask any questions they may have. Who is on this WS2 caucus? Is this basically the collection of all of you that have volunteered to be liaisons in the various groups?
Yeah, in effect, that's right. More or less. There may be one or two exceptions. I'm not sure. But that was the intent.
Okay. And is this a group that actually meets periodically separate from the board, or just sort of curious about it?
It's a group that meets separately from the board, and not all of us are on every call. Some of the MSSI staff are on the calls, and essentially we meet when there seems to be reason to meet.
Okay, thank you. That was just because this had been the first I had heard of the WS2 caucus, so I appreciate the board's, I appreciate the update. Okay, does anybody have any questions for George? I see none. So I get the feeling that the board's issues are well understood. In which case, I'd like to take this opportunity to go to Patrick, if he's willing, to sort of talk us through his contribution, which I think was a very good piece of work of perhaps helping us make some progress. And Brenda, if you could put Patrick's document up. And Patrick, if you'd like, would you like to take the floor?
Yeah, thank you, Aubrey. This is Patrick for the record. Good morning and good evening. Good afternoon, everybody. Happy to go through this, of course. Hopefully everybody's had a chance to peruse it. I don't want to read the document at anybody, but just by way of setting some context, these were observations and notes that I had been taking beginning back at the face-to-face in Johannesburg, and then as the discussions have come forth and feedback has been brought up and other observations, trying to take a bit of a step back view of all the different topics and issues that were going. Also, you know, had some discussions with other group members and a discussion with Jordan while we were in Johannesburg to identify ways that we might be able to address some of the feedback that the board is bringing up. I think some of the feedback that has been brought up by others is also pertinent. But trying to take a look at really just a sense of trying to simplify and also identify where we probably have more evidence in areas than other areas, just taking a fair and balanced look at the evidence from our issues table and see which ones might be more in the context of one or two people with one or two situations versus others that I think everybody on the calls probably more naturally gravitate towards as concerns or areas to evaluate. The other thing I will say is that a few of my suggestions are more just about the positioning of the document and introducing some of the other areas and acknowledgments around the mechanisms that are in place or some of the newer mechanisms that are in place that haven't been fully evaluated yet. And then the other, I think, observation that I have and have had in discussions with other folks is also this idea around the diagnostic tool. And that, you know, one of the insights we might be having as a group is actually the conclusion that it is very difficult for us to very specific, here's an issue, so let's go resolve it this way, and knowing that there's a variance of experience with staff and with staff with community around areas of trust and communication and good working relationships and healthy dynamics and all of these types of things. So putting some more emphasis on the, you know, a recommendation that is more diagnostic in nature to go forward with rather than jumping to any premature conclusions that then necessitate building out a mechanism that may or may not work. You know, thinking empathetically for the board, I can only imagine that, you know, between the eight different groups in the cross-community working group plus all of the other advice and policy processes that are happening, I can appreciate the scrutiny that the board puts on whether or not the implementation that then has to happen for the organization and or the community. Well, they want to make sure that it's commensurate, measurable, and appropriate to solve the identified issue and make sure that we all have clarity on that. So a number of different pieces here that I thought we might be able to evaluate and move the document forward by providing a bit more context and then potentially simplifying or grouping some of these issues and then providing a corresponding solution that seems on balance to that. And I was very, you know, consciously careful to not throw anything out. So I did make note where the formulation of issues or corresponding recommendations didn't cover all the different pieces we have in the document, but made my notations there as well. So apologies for the bit of the meandering context this morning and probably the length of the document, but I would at this point like to put it back to the group to see if there were any questions or comments or observations that the group has as far as this being something we might consider as we continue to formulate the draft document. Thank you.
Okay, yes, thank you. Thank you for the explanation, the discussion. I saw that very often you went to extra bit of work to basically put it in a separate document instead of just sort of sticking these things as suggestions and comments in the original document. And I understand the sensitivity in doing that. I half wish they were in the document, but I do really understand and appreciate the sensitivity with which you treated it, given all things considered. Okay, I'd like to open it up. Is there anybody that has read it or is in the quick read that people do in meetings that would like to comment? Are there others that just wish, we should edit the document basically following this pattern? I kind of like to get some feedback. I mean, my instinct is it's all good stuff. There might be things I could bicker about a little, but, you know, I would love to see it as suggested edits in the document. Okay, I've got some hands up. George first, please, and then I have Klaus. So, George. George?
George, if you're speaking, we're not hearing you at this point.
And he is marked as mute.
Is this better? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Okay. This is a real confusion. So I've read the document, and I think there's some good suggestions in it, and I think it's worthy of discussion. I don't want to comment on any of the individual things because I think the group needs to discuss them. There's a lot there. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Klaus.
This is Klaus for the record. As George and Afri, I think this is a very valuable document and we need A, to discuss it, and B, then find a way how to merge and develop the next document. And as Afri mentioned at the beginning, there's a timeline and we should be absolutely clear at the end of this call how we go forward and who does what and really get the stuff done. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So, well, we are at the point of discussing it. I don't know if people want to discuss particular recommendations. But that's why I was thinking that if there aren't large objections to it, actually putting this, overlaying this as suggestions on the document that will allow us to then walk through that document and get buy-ins, or we walk through this document, either today, although I don't think we're ready to do that, or at our next meeting. So, some comments. Okay. Yeah, no, I'd like to leave some time at the end for you, Bernie, to go over the timeline in detail. If it's okay, I'd like to sort of wait until we've gotten through this. So, and I know we're at the halfway point, the half hour point. Okay. I'd like to suggest, and I want to see if there's any objections, and it doesn't mean that Patrick has to do it. One or the other of us can do it if Patrick does not want to or does not feel comfortable or does not have time. But basically to put in the recommended changes as suggested changes into our document and see how that looks, and then do a walkthrough of that reformed document there. Now, there's also a couple places in here where it tells us we need to think a little bit more and we need to develop things a bit more. And those things probably should be picked up, some of the suggestions like the tool for discovery, et cetera. So I think there's a lot of work that we can pull out of this. Is that a way to go with it? Should we sort of accept this with gratitude from a staff member of our group and start basically weaving it into the document? Does anybody object to doing that? Yes, Klaus.
This is Klaus for the record. Afri, I don't know if you read the chat. Patrick basically volunteered to put the document, to overlay the document.
Oh, thank you.
I then suggested that we go line by line through it.
Okay, let me see. Thank you for pointing out. I keep coming to the chat, but I don't read it constantly. Okay, if the group would find it helpful, I'd be happy. I don't see anybody objecting to that, and I would certainly be very appreciative. And then at our next meeting, we could walk through that document. And if everybody else in the group also went through it and made suggestions for dealing with some of these issues. If other people in the group perhaps put some of the content in the discuss part of that table, that might help us move it forward for the next meeting. So if that's acceptable as a plan, I will gratefully accept Patrick's offer. I will entreat the rest of you to spend some time in the document over the next week, even if it's only the hour you would have devoted to this meeting. And please try to get some edits, some suggested edits in there that we then can start walking through. If that's that, then before going to the timeline and the practicals, I'd like to give, and thank you again very much, Patrick, for this, because I think it does move us forward, and coming from the staff perspective is incredibly helpful in the whole notion of how this group should work, so very much appreciated. I'd like to move to Klaus's document and give him a chance to just talk a little bit about the checklist idea and get a little bit of feedback from the rest of the group whether this checklist is an idea that we want to carry through for with and whether it's something that should be integrated into our report plan recommendations. So once that document's up, I'd like to turn the floor over to Klaus. And we have 25 minutes left on this, so if you could take like 10 minutes or so at most, at least to get us started on it, because I do want to get the discussion of the schedule in. So please, Klaus, if you'd like to.
Thank you very much. This is Klaus for the record. What you see there is just basically a model and the beginning and very much a draft of a draft of a draft for a possible checklist. Why I suggested the checklist is quite simply because is that desire to have very concrete examples and issues to address to. On the other hand, there is a strong need to keep specific cases and allegations and so on out of the discussion. That's why basically as a compromise mode, I suggested the way of the checklist. And looking at Patrick's suggestions and our existing document, basically I think a checklist would be complementary and maybe even helpful and hopefully helpful for staff and community to have to see what's going on. Again, these checklists, what you see in front of you, is just the model of a model of a model. It's just the idea to demonstrate what the idea of the checklist is. If that checklist you feel is not helpful and should not be further developed, I completely understand that. And I'm more than happy if you think that it's just more work for not justified outcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Klaus. Any comments on both the idea of a checklist and its inclusion in the report and or the content of this draft of a draft of a draft? I have more trouble with model of a model of a model. That level of abstraction does confuse me. Yes, George.
Well, I find this interesting, in part because the checklist is so simple and yet so important. If you don't know it, apparently the one thing that has resulted in the safety of the airline industry is the checklist. But this checklist it looks like it's written as if it's a performance review at the end of a process. As opposed to a checklist of things to do. I would have expected, for example, let me try to rephrase this. A, identify stakeholder groups concerned. B, clearly communicate with all of them, et cetera, et cetera. And in other words, something to be done as a process goes on. I have a problem with I, because in general, As I understand that what we've been talking about is the performance of staff as a whole and not necessarily the performance of an individual. So that goes against, I think I have heard you all saying. There's a fundamental issue here, and that is, what is an issue? In A, it says the specific issue on hand. Do you start a checklist like this with every issue, every small issue, every medium issue? What defines the granularity with which the checklist will be used? And, in fact, make a segue to using this checklist just as a means of good behavior, a way in which staff and community should interact together, to be internalized and perhaps not even regarded as a checklist, as something that you do as a matter of course in dealing with your work. So while I think the ideas are good, I'm not sure how it should be implemented. Thank you.
Thank you, George. Anyone else wish to comment? Klaus, do you wish to respond at all to any of that?
No, I think that the suggestion of George makes a hell of a lot of sense. But as I see no further responses from the group, I think this was a suggestion, and it doesn't seem to have too much uptake, so we just bury it quietly.
Okay, thanks. I don't want to bury it. Okay, Patrick, please.
Yeah, just wanted to point to something I made as a comment in the chat, but I'll verbalize it here as well. This is Patrick. Many of these questions, and understanding that they're a draft of a draft, not too concerned about any wordsmithing at this stage, but it seemed to me in reading through this that these might be the types of ideas and questions posed in the diagnostic tool that we're talking about, right? So if it were to come out that, you know, within implementation it becomes a customer or a community satisfaction survey or something of that nature, these types of questions formulated appropriately would, I think, reach out to the community and get input and feedback on this and help actually reflect back to the organization and potentially with more specificity, so we know if it's at a service or specific department level, we could maybe incorporate it there. So that's something else we can think on and think through as we go through the document. Thank you.
Thank you. Great comments. I do want to indicate that this is on the drive document. It is open as all the rest for comments and suggestions. So while thinking through this and thinking through whether this can evolve into what Patrick was mentioning, I think it would be a good idea for people to you know, comment on it and suggest wording changes, especially perhaps moving it to that, you know, and then we can come back to it. I don't want to, and this is what I was starting to say before I saw Patrick's hand, is that I didn't want to bury it after just one meeting, one discussion. I really wanted to give people a chance to mull it over, and I sometimes think that the editing fingers on a drive document somehow can speak as eloquently or more so than the comments we make in these meetings. So I really do entreat people to spend a little bit of time in the documents and see what comes out. Anybody else have any other comment on this? Any objection to sort of keeping it alive? Keeping it there, asking you all to take a look at it. And yes, please, Greg.
Thanks. Greg Shatton for the record. Just briefly, I think it would be interesting to see it rephrased as a prospective checklist. That might get more traction, or at least, you know, give an alternative. You know, so, for example, the first one could be staff should identify all stakeholder groups that are concerned with a specific issue on hand. Staff should clearly communicate with all concerned stakeholders, whatever. Just kind of see it in its totality. It's not very long. And see if kind of a beginning of cycle look to it, you know, helps our process. Thanks.
Fantastic. Thank you. And perhaps your typing hand will have a chance to give that a try over the next couple of weeks. If not, perhaps someone else can. Anybody else have comments? So I think we could keep this alive, take a look at it, look at how you would edit it, and then we'll come back to it in the next meeting once we have a updated report based on Patrick's recommended responses to comments we've gotten, anything else that the rest of you put in, and hopefully we will have taken a gigantic step forward, because now I'm going to ask if Bernie would like to take us through the schedule and show us how much trouble we are in terms of meeting the end goal if we don't get a acceptable first reading out soon. So, Bernie, I turn it over to you.
Thank you. I mean, the reality of the schedule that was proposed and shared with the CCWG plenary, thank you, Brenda, is now up on your screen. This is not new. And has been presented a number of times, including at the Johannesburg meeting again. The top line of that slide is what we call a single public consultation. The bottom line is doing two public consultations. At this point, two public consultations for this group is not an option in any way, shape, or form. So really, what we're talking about is the top line, and the bottom line is what we need to do to get finished by June, which means we have to start consolidating things and writing a final report, because you will remember that what we have agreed to for a final report is that all our groups that are doing recommendations, such as this one, will run through a public comment. They have to. And we are asking the chartering organizations and the board to be very forthcoming with any major issues they have with those recommendations at the time of a public consultation. And that hopefully we get those addressed after the public consultation. And then when they get included in the final report, we are only looking at comments of interdependencies between recommendations of groups. And we're not readdressing things from scratch. So that's the game plan for us. So in this case, what we're looking at is you'll see the yellow vertical bar marked 60. That's ICANN 60. So basically, by the end of ICANN 60, we need plenary approval to go to public consultation on a document. So basically, the first week of November, staff has to get the document and has to do all the administrivia, prepping, packaging, filling out forms, and getting it ready to go out for public comment. There is no choice in that the length of the public comment is set, and that will take us to almost mid-January. Staff will then plow all the comments together, and the team has to come up with an updated version by mid-March, which will respond to all questions. Now, what this means in reality, if we're looking at the top line, is right now we're almost in the middle of the August blue line. So that gives you until we need to get this through two readings of the plenary. that will give you about 10 weeks from now. But let's not forget that going through a plenary to do a first reading is not a simple thing. Now, because of ICANN 60, if we look at the actual schedule of plenaries, what we will see is that we've got a bit of an advantage, and I've done this with another group of diversity. And what that means is that although the September plenary is on 27 September, the October plenary is on 18 October, because the week after we will travel to ICANN 60. So really, the official timeline for getting something in to be a first reading on 18th of October would be that a document is delivered for plenary consideration by 11 October. And then it goes through a first reading on 18 October, and then it will go through a second reading at the face-to-face on 27 October. So that is about the latest we can do. In extremis, we can do a first reading at the face-to-face meeting, and we can do a second reading with 1 week's notice on the list, as we have done before. But after an ICANN meeting, we all know it's really rough. So ideally, document has to be in 11 October, first reading 18 October, second reading 27 October, face-to-face Abu Dhabi. So really, about 10 weeks to get all of that done. And if you go to middle of October, I'm saying 11 October to get a document in, it really means you have about 8 weeks to get a document done and in. And as I mentioned, this is a single public consultation. So you will want to, and I've given this advice to other groups, and I think they've been receptive to this, is given the lateness of the process, you want to try and grief the skids as much as possible to have a smooth public comment period, because you're going to be in a situation when the public comment period is over and you have to propose changes, that if your changes are really significant, it's going to be a dice roll as they go into the consolidated final report. That's my presentation. I'll be glad to take questions. Thank you.
Thank you. I have, this is Ari, while others are getting their questions up, I started making notations in the part of our agenda. So the first reading is latest is 18th October, or delivered by 11 October. If the second reading is 27 October, after that 18th reading, any changes? What is the delivery date on that one? Or is it basically it has to be an unchanged document?
No, I think there can be changes. If we look at it, let me pull this up again on my schedule.
Yeah. As I say, I was very surprised we didn't already have a first reading, but I accept the judgment of the chairs that we, you know, because I thought a first reading could get, gee, you need to change a lot, but we haven't had one, so we still need to have our first. So
yes,
when
correct.
Would I have, right.
And if there are any changes, I would say, given it's a face-to-face meeting, which is a bit of a special creature for us, I believe, well, let's look at the facts. The face-to-face meeting is on the Friday, and basically we say if we get it a week ahead of time, we're good. So we would respect the deadline if any changes to the document were in by the 20th of October. But let's be clear, the 20th is a Friday afternoon, so I do not see any problem given traveling and people will be focusing on ICANN activities a lot to stretching that to the 23rd. I'm fairly certain the co-chairs would approve that. So basically that would give you 5 days to make any significant edits to the document for a second reading. But let's be clear by significant edits here what I mean. If something requires too many changes, it will not be accepted as a first reading. If something is accepted as a first reading, and I would call it suggestions and moderate changes to improve the document, then it gets accepted as a first reading, and those changes can get made in the next few days. Usually they're not earth-shaking changes, and you can submit those fairly quickly. If there are really significant changes that are being looked for, it's uncertain that the plenary would approve it as a first reading. Thank you.
Okay,
I hope that clarifies.
Yeah, it does. One other question I had, I don't know if anyone else has questions, is what do you mean by grease the skids? You were saying things that we would need to do because there's only one public comment, and then you said, so you would need to grease the skids. And I don't really know what you mean as an activity, as a
Apologies for using that colloquialism. Really, what I mean is that in those groups that had the opportunity to do two public comments, you can be a bit more risque in your recommendations, and you'll see how the community reacts to them in your first public comment, and then you can gauge how that went and go for any cleanup in the second public consultation. In this case, as I said, there will only be one. So by greasing the skids, what I really meant was it reduces your margin for presenting higher risk strategies in your recommendations.
Okay.
And so if you do that by lowering that risk, then you're greasing the skids and things should go smoother.
Thank you. So basically, well, we having failed twice to put together something, we're obviously going to be as conservative as we can possibly be. As I say, I've been ready to say there's nothing we can do. So, but I think Patrick has at least breathed an air of there's a possibility still into the discussion. Because after the last meeting, I must admit, I was feeling it was pretty hopeless. Okay. Anybody else have any other comments? Okay. So I have put this information in about the dates. Basically, 18 October delivered by 11, 27 October delivered by 20, with 23 stretch in parentheses. The public comment period is in December, etc. So our next meeting is the 30th, and hopefully, I think the 30th of August, and then we basically have September to finalize. So hopefully people can take time in the second half of this month to put some work on it, some consideration. Patrick is going to be doing his edits, which I think will take us a long way. And with that, I ask, is there any other comment, any other business? Fun fact. 23 tons of tallow were used to grease the skids to get the Titanic out of dry dock. Oh, that helps my optimism to a great extent. So we could...
Aubrey?
Yes?
Given where we are in the document and Patrick's suggestions, my personal opinion is that... I think there's still a good possibility that we can actually get this done. I really do. I think people know I'm rather rough in my estimates, but I usually deliver. And I think part of it is going to be based on the fact that Patrick has offered to have incorporated his proposed changes in the document early next week. And if people could actually do work on the Google Doc or ask questions on the list so that when we hit the meeting on the 30th of August, if we hit the ground running, I think that would be great. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I will echo your optimism at the moment. I think they call it professional optimism. You have roles and responsibilities that require an optimistic output. And I will ignore what people are saying about icebergs in the chat. And therefore, if nobody else has any other comments at this point, thank you for the meeting. Thank you for the contributions, especially Patrick and Klaus and the board for their consideration of our report. And with that, I end the meeting. Bye-bye.